Good evening, Blind Geek Zone. This is Mason Cabo, and this is my first podcast that I am doing for Blind Geek Zone. This is a very exciting time for me because this is my first podcast on Blind Geek Zone. Now, I have done previous podcasts before this on the BroNote Apex. If you guys ever listen to my podcast on that BroNote user's website, my voice should sound familiar. Now, before we begin, I am using an Olympus DM620 digital voice recorder, so my recordings are now in stereo. So this is why I'm using a stereo mic. So my voice is to the left, my voice is to the right, left, and now it's to the right. So I'm gonna try to keep my voice centered throughout this whole recording. But this podcast tonight will be about, this is gonna be a multi-part series on GW Connect. GW Connect has been released early last year, I think it was. I'm not really sure. I just started using the product itself last year in July of 2012. And the reason why GW Connect actually developed GW Connect, GW Micro developed GW Connect, is because the Skype client that many of visually impaired people use, the Skype client is accessible with JavaScript or the famous Skype talking app. But at the same time, these apps, they need to be caught up with, and Skype talking is no longer being updated, but it will still work on newer versions of Skype. But GW Connect, on the other hand, it is an accessible Skype client for the blind, because it does not, the interface doesn't change as new versions come out. So unlike Skype versions, the interface will change for the blind user, making it difficult for the blind user to navigate the menus and items and so on. But the GW Connect the GW Connect program will not change as versions come out, because they are taking advantage of the Skype kit that Skype has released. So this first part of the tutorial, I'm going to show you how to install GW Connect and show you the basic commands for GW Connect use. I'm just going to put my Olympus down so that you can hear the file better. So I'm going to be using Firefox Aurora, or as they call it, Aurora.
A. Aurora 2 of 27.
Make the thing as stereo as possible.
Aurora. Go to a website. Combo box collapsed. Alert, you are logged into WebVism. Close this message button. 2 of 2.
That was my watch. But it said Aurora, and it's logged me into WebVism, because I use WebVism a lot. So that was my watch, too, so I'm going to silence this. Sorry about that. Now we're going to go to gwmicro.com.
gwmicro.com.
And I'm using Nuance Vocalizer, by the way, so I'm using NVDA as well. So I'm going to hit enter.
Busy. About blank. Busy. About blank. Welcome to GW Micro Busy. Navigation landmark link, skip to main content, link window eyes, link reading systems, link navigation.
I'm gonna go to my elements list.
Elements list dialog, tree view.
Or my links list, as you all know it by JOS. And I'm gonna hit D until I get to download GW Connect 2.1 today.
D. Download GW Connect 2.1 today, 12 of 43 level 0.
I'm gonna hit enter.
Welcome to GW Micro Aurora. Welcome to GW Micro Document Busy. Main landmark visited link.
I'm gonna hit H.
You are here, graphic. You are
I'm gonna hit H to go by another heading.
GW Micro App Central GW Connect 2.1 by GW Micro Heading Level 3.
So I'm gonna hit down arrow.
Link graphic previous page link graphic format this page for printing. Main landmark link graphic communications. Heading level 3 GW Connect 2.1 by link GW Micrographic. This app is rated 5 out of 5 stars with 7 ratings. Link graphic XML feed 4. Link graphic GW blank. Ever since the initial release of the Skype trademark client in mid-2003, people from go to PC settings button.
I don't know why that's there.
Active list. Personalized startups list grouping. GW. Have ever since the initial release of the Skype trade.
That window appears out of no reason. I don't know why it appears sometimes, but it does that. I'm running Windows 8. I'm running a legal version of Windows 8. But that window still appears, so just ignore that window.
Have used it ever since the initial release of the Skype trademark client in mid-2003. People from all around the world have used it to initiate high-quality voice and text conversations, send and receive files, and...
I just let this read for a little bit, so you get an idea what GW Connect is. I explained it, but I'm going to let Vocalizer read it, so here it goes.
Stay in touch with one another. The visually impaired community, likewise, has used Skype since then to facilitate equal communication with each other and their sighted counterparts. However, as the service has grown, so too has the program. For years, screen reader users have kept up with Skype's ever-morphing interface either with custom patches, scripts, or apps. While largely successful, such utilities must be constantly maintained as any new version of Skype can, and often will, cause previously working scripts or apps to stop functioning properly. In mid-2011, Skype announced its Skype Kit developer program. This service allows program developers to directly access nearly all Skype services without the additional need of traversing its user interface. Developers, therefore, can create their own interface.
I'll stop right there. You get the idea of what this is.
Now,
I'm going to go to the Download Now link.
Elements list dialog. Skip to main content. D. Developer. D. Download Now 22 of 48.
I'm going to hit Enter.
GW Micro Apps, opening GW Connect Setup.exe dialog. You have chosen to open GW Connect Setup.exe. GW Connect Setup. Edit. Save file.
I'm going to save the file.
Space. GW Micro.
And I'm going to go to my library.
Library. GW. 65%. 75%. 85%. %95%.
That file is done downloading.
GW Connect Setup 1.exe 14.6 meg.
I'm going to
menu
open
F
the folder.
GW.
And I'm going to install it. I'm going to hit enter in the installer.
Setup. Select setup language. F. English.
English.
Setup GW. Cancel. Next.
Next.
Space. Pressed. Unavailable. Please re. I do not accept.
So I'm going to hit up. This is a basic installer that you're going to go running through. So the I agree and I do not agree are radio buttons. So you're going to hit up arrow to the I agree button.
I accept the agreement radio button. Checked all back button. Next.
Hit next.
To continue. Back next.
I'm going to leave it as default folder.
To continue. Back next.
Default folder.
Select the additional task. Back button. Select the additional tasks you would like set up to perform while installing GW Connect. Then click Next Tree View. Create a desktop icon checkbox selected not checked.
I'm gonna check this.
Space. Back next button.
Next. Alt.
Install. Click back install.
And it's gonna install really quickly. So I'm gonna hit space and it's gonna install.
Space. Pressed. Next. Cancel button. 9%. 20%. 30%. 40%. Setup dialog. Do you want GW Connect to run when Windows starts? No button.
I'm gonna hit no because I don't want it to run when Windows starts.
Pressed. Set up GW connect.
And I'm going to uncheck these checkboxes. There's two of them. Space on one.
Space. Not checked.
It's going to allow you to start GW connect automatically when this installer wizard stops or is finished.
View GW.
I don't want to view the documentation.
Space. Not finished.
Finish.
Downloads window.
And now you are basically.
Library. GW.
Running.
Desk. C.
GW connect.
G. GW connect.
Sorry about that, folks. I had to eat dinner. But we are back yet again. And I was going to launch the GW Connect application. So this mic is really sensitive on my Olympus. So sorry about that noise. I'm trying to make sure that the mic is centered.
Instant Bird 628.
Not centered.
Jaws 4 Instant Bird.
I will hit
A. Aurora.
Whoops.
G. GW Connect 5.
And I'm trying GW Connect.
GW Connect Dialog. Thank you for choosing GW Connect, provided by the technology. Visit website. Okay.
Now, you're going to reach, each time you launch the application, you're going to have an advertisement each time you launch the application. And if you hit tab, it will stop speaking for a few seconds. So you might think that it's frozen, but it's actually not frozen. It's just waiting for the OK button to appear. So what I did was I let it run for a bit and I hit tab and the OK button was already there. So it said visit website button and
visit OK button.
OK button. So I'm gonna hit OK. I'm gonna hit the OK button with the space bar, and this is what should happen.
Desktop list. GW Connect 5 of 28. GW Connect. List. Logging in. Blank. Offline. Logged in. Connecting. Online.
So that, it logs me into the application automatically. And you might be wondering, why isn't there any sound when you log in? I actually had the preferences set that way. But I can
question dot yes button.
I'm gonna quit GW Connect.
Space desktop.
And I'm gonna go to
run dialog. Type the percent APPDATA percent Rome IG GW Connect 7.
I'm gonna delete this folder.
Delete no yes roaming win desktop. Instant Bird 6 of G Gold Wave 16 G GW.
I'm gonna launch GW Connect again.
GW Connect Dialog, thank you for
I hit tab. And it's waiting for the OK button to appear.
OK button.
And it's there, so I'm going to hit space.
Desktop list. GW Connect 5 of 28.
So now it should ask.
Sign in dialog. Username. Edit. Blank.
So that's for first time use. So once you have first time use, it's going to ask you for your username for Skype. I'm going to type in my username. And if anybody wants to add me on Skype, you can do this as well. You can do this in the search box and click the search button. Anyways.
M-A-Y-S-O-N dot C-A-B-O.
That's my username.
Password. Star, 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 star,
made a mistake on that.
Star, 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 star.
Okay.
Automatically sign me in when GW Connect starts. Checkbox not checked. Space. Check.
I'm gonna check this because I usually want myself to be signed in.
Sign
each time I log into GW Connect. So now I'm going to hit the space bar.
Forgot sign in button.
On the sign in button. If you don't have a Skype account yet.
Forgot password button. Sign up for Skype button. Alt.
If you click this button, sign up for Skype.
GW Connect. Aurora alert. You are logged into WebVism. Microsoft. Clicks list out of list navigation land. Last name edit has autocomplete.
So this is where you can sign up for Skype.
List.
I'm gonna sign in
Skype
again.
Sign in. Sign in dialog. Username. Edit. Blank. M-A-Y-O-N. M-A-Y-O-N. Dot C-A-B-O. Password. Edit protect. Star. 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 Sign
in. I'm going to sign in. So I'm going to hit spacebar. And what you're going to hear. So basically what I did was I showed you the briefly. If you click the sign up button for Skype, you can actually go there and sign yourself up for Skype service. And if you have WebVism with Aurora, you could stop the capture with WebVism. And I'm going to hit the spacebar on the sign in button, and this is what you should hear. You should hear the following.
GW connect. List. Connecting. Logging in. Blank. Offline. Logged in. Connecting. Online.
So you heard a little chime, and it said offline, logging in, logged in, connecting, online. And that is what you would get for this therapy noise.
Adriana Wildcat.
Now this is one of my contacts. I'm gonna
Brandon Werner, Brian Martin, Cam, Guamuffin 3, David, Devon, Echoes, Cassie State, Kiora, Kelsey, Kevin, Marvin, Mason, Ray, Robbie, Winna, Wyatt, Ella, Ben, Ella Hates Rejoice, Wyatt.
Oh, it didn't show
Scott's contact.
Whoa.
View sub alts Scott online.
I'm gonna get my contact to show.
GW.
I'll show you this afterwards how it says change your status. But
when Mason, Marvin, Kevin, Joe, Marvin, Vesquez.
I'm gonna give you a little sample of what GW Connect sounds like when you call somebody. So to call somebody on GW Connect, you would use the hotkey Control L, and you will hear the following.
Calling.
It's a ringing tone. And if somebody hangs up,
Marvin Vesquez,
who you're trying to reach,
GW,
and I got a voicemail.
Adriano Brent,
and that's the sound you hear when you hang it up. That little descending tone.
Brian Martin, Cam, Guamuffin, Adriana Wildcat.
Let's see, Adriano.
Choosing Hoska, GW.
Control H to end the call.
Colin.
And he ended it.
Brandon Brian.
So basically, to summarize what I just did is, number one, I installed GW Connect. Number two, I.
Adriana Wildcat in two different calls at once. What are you up to, Brian Martin?
Oh, I actually got a chat message from him. That notification, that sound is a chat message. So I am going to reply.
Adriano. Cap 10 space D O I G A space P O D S A T O S T T G W space O N E S T cos space S A S W U S A N S W R R W W E R space A O E cap space A N space D M N D D N O S T A F question Mason Carlo, I'm doing a podcast on GW Connect. Can you answer so I can demo this?
So I just wrote that message. Let's see if he responds back to me. And that little descending tone is when you send a message. That descending tone.
Adriana Wildcat is writing a message. Adriana Wildcat, it's in a call right now and I'm not the host of it. A space 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 and cap you cap space cap you cap cap space D A E N question Mason Carlo, what can I do then?
Well, in this case, I'm gonna demonstrate chatting first, and since this is not gonna work so well,
GG.
That's why I should let you chat. So it's gonna
Adriana Wildcat is writing a message.
And he's writing again. See what he puts.
Adriana Wildcat, heck if I know. Cam, Guamuffin, David, Devon, Echo, Kasi, Stack, Devon, Dick, Cam,
Guamuffin. My friend coming up.
Con call, GW Connect. line. Blank. Call. Dick.
Basically, that was the GW Connect Part 1 podcast. I am sorry about it. I thought my one of my contacts would enter to demonstrate this, but I guess not at this time. So, I don't know how many parts there will be to this podcast yet. I haven't really figured it out. So,
status online mood guest.
So I haven't really figured out how many parts this podcast will be in yet. So I'm just actually kind of gonna wait it here. I'm gonna see how long this takes us to demonstrate, to me to demonstrate this, and then we will see how many parts we get up to, and if this is what I want, this is how I want the podcast to be, I'll stop it here. But if there's more parts I want to add, I will add more parts to it. So this is the first podcast in the series of GW Connect tutorials. So enjoy this first podcast. Thank you.